We've been looking at the subject of Qalb-e Salim, and in relation to that, we looked at a hadith yesterday by Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam, when he said, indeed the hearts are of four kinds. He described one heart that had both faith and hypocrisy, one that was inverted and upside down, one that was sealed and darkened, and finally the heart that was clear and luminous, Azhar wa Azhar, which was clear, if I can say transparent and radiant. Well, we've looked yesterday at the heart that was sealed and darkened, which was the heart that was of a hypocrite, or one that contained nifaq in Arabic. Let's look at the other sort of heart, that if we realize its characteristics, then inshallah we'll be able to be abhorred by them, and so that we can move away from that and be inclined to the Qalb-e Salim, which is the clear and luminous heart. So today we will look at the heart that Imam describes as the inverted heart. And this is the heart that is the heart of a polytheist, one who associates with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Arabic term that is used here is shirk. So shirk refers to serving anything other than Allah, other than the one God. It could be wealth, it could be lust, it could be the ego. And literally, it is the vice which is opposed to the virtue of Tawheed, which literally declares there is one. That is why our creed, our kalima, begins with La ilaha illallah, no gods except the God. No God except God. And if we look at Surah An-Nisa, this is Surah number 4, at Ayah 48, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says very, very clearly in this ayah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna Allaha la yaghfiru an yushraka bih, wa yaghfiru ma duna dhalika liman yasha, wa man yushrik billahi faqad iftara ithman azima. Allah does not forgive that anything should be associated with him, and forgives what is besides that to whomsoever he pleases. And whoever associates anything with Allah, he devises indeed a great sin. There is no mincing of words here. This is one sin, or this is one aspect that cannot be forgiven. There are five categories of shirk, of associating with Allah. You have shirk with regard to the essence of Allah. There is shirk with regard to the attributes of Allah. There is shirk in actions. There is shirk in obedience. And there is shirk in worship. The root cause of shirk is immersion in the material world and forgetfulness in regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the only way to cure it is what we've been talking about when I talked about reflection in solitude. To meditate upon the creation of the heavens and the earth and the myriads of Allah's creatures. It may awaken within us the appreciation of the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the deeper the reflection and contemplation on the beauty of the universe and the mystery of its creation, we find the greater the iman in the existence and unity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ali radha alayhi salam has said, لَسْتُ الْعِبَادَةُ كَثْرَةُ الصِّيَامِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّمَا الْعِبَادَةُ كَثْرَةُ التَّفَكُّرِ فِي أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Worship does not lie in excessive salah and fasting, but in the amount of contemplation in the works of Allah. To be able to understand shirk, we will need to look at Tawheed. And we've done a series of these lectures, which I will repeat from today, inshallah, so we can understand what Tawheed is and how we are to be able to avoid having this upside down heart.